USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed years of fraud while building his real estate empire. In a civil lawsuit brought by New York's attorney general, the judge found that Trump and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by overvaluing assets and inflating net worth on paperwork for deals and financing. The decision just before Attorney General Letitia James' trial severely challenges Trump's image as a wealthy and savvy real estate mogul turned political figurehead. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan today, demonstrating his support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their claim to a substantial pay raise.
Now they're doing incredibly well, and guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. Former President Trump will be joining them tomorrow. Time's ticking for Congress to dodge a government shutdown this week. The House is set to vote on crucial funding bills, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy might face support shortage. A handful of staunch Republicans are holding up legislation, pushing for significant spending cuts. Attorney General Merrick Garland assured families who lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated to stopping it.
Agents and prosecutors across the Justice Department and across the country are working tirelessly to prosecute those who flood our communities with deadly drugs.
Speaking at DEA headquarters, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability given his age of 80. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You could save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his federal bribery charges. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard expected of public officials. The world has lost a TV legend.
This is ridiculous.
Doctor, you have a heart condition.
I have a hunger condition. Before I die of malnutrition, would you give me a fresh sandwich? Dr. Palmer and I have work to do.
Actor David McCallum, most recently known for his role on CBS's NCIS, has died. The veteran actor died yesterday, surrounded by family at New York Presbyterian Hospital. He was 90 years old. McCallum, a native of Scotland, got his big break in the U.S. in the 1960s hit show The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Over the past two decades, he rose to fame again, playing Donald Ducky Mallard on the long-running show about naval criminal investigators. I'm Corey Myers.
Good news for TV fans. The Hollywood writer's strike is nearing its end, and your beloved shows might return soon. According to Variety magazine, late-night talk shows could be back on the air by either the week of October 2nd or October 9th. And two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for more than $250,000. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.